Starting next month, we will be able to remove 10,000 of our troops from Afghanistan by the end of this year, and we will bring home a total of 33,000 troops by next summer, fully recovering the surge I announced at West Point.
That's one-third of the U.S. forces who are in Afghanistan now. The president says the original goal, driving al-Qaeda out of Afghanistan, has largely been achieved.
We're starting this drawdown from a position of strength. Al-Qaeda is under more pressure than at any time since 9/11. Together with the Pakistanis, we have taken out more than half of al-Qaeda's leadership.
Until then, 70,000 troops will continue to fight against the Taliban. The president says the U.S. will not try to make Afghanistan a perfect place. That will be up to the Afghan government.
Our mission will change from combat to support. By 2014, this process of transition will be complete, and the Afghan people will be responsible for their own security.
President Obama also made it clear the economic situation here at home was a factor.
America, it is time to focus on nation building here at home.
The U.S. currently spends $10 billion a month on nation building in Afghanistan and has spent almost $500 billion in that war so far. It's a tough sell in this down economy. Bad news continues to trickle in. This morning, the Congressional Budget Office says the U.S. national debt on pace now to equal the size of the economy within a decade. Meanwhile, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke says the economic recovery is slowing and the outlook for next year has gotten worse. That was responsible for the market turning down yesterday. A new AP poll out this morning also shows 4 out of 5 Americans believe the economy is in bad shape.
This morning, Afghan President Hamid Karzai responded to President Obama's remarks. He said his country is ready to defend itself.
The transition of security and the withdrawal of the foreign troops from Afghanistan means the Afghan forces must be strengthened. And we are hearing from all over Afghanistan that people now have more faith and confidence in their forces.
So what do Afghans think? Our partner, the BBC, is getting a whole range of responses.
While the foreigners are here, the fighting will increase. We Afghans all want the foreigners to leave. We are happy for Afghans to take the responsibility.
It's not just security the Afghan government will have to work on. This morning, a court in Kabul has thrown out 25% of the results from last year's parliamentary elections because of massive fraud, and that puts control of parliament politically back into play. Other headlines are following. Hundreds of Syrian refugees are now fleeing across the border into Turkey to escape an assault by Syrian troops in that area.
Most wanted, not anymore. Longtime Boston crime boss James Whitey Bulger has been arrested in California, ending a 16-year international manhunt. And Scotland Yard has now formally charged 19-year-old Ryan Cleary with a string of cyber attacks against the CIA. He's been linked with Lulzsec, the hacking group. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down this morning. Futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 12,109. The S&P opens at 1,287. And the Nasdaq opens at 2,669.